Hello, everyone. It is me, Leslie Priest, and I am so excited right now. I mean to tell you the anticipation is high. I have been waiting for this day, and I just want to celebrate all the listeners on the air across the world today. And I want you to stay excited, you know, in knowing that this world has so much to offer you. And I just want to encourage all the business owners, all the startups, all the marketers, all the salespeople across the nations today that if time was on your side, you know, you need to think about what you would do. I mean, where would you go? Would you travel? What new things would you buy for yourself? And what ways can you connect with your industry? What ways can you connect with that target marketing selection that you really want to reach? So I want every caller on the line today to expect great things, expect growth, and ask yourself what percentage of the current industry that you are located within in finances would you like to go in your pocket? Okay, so let's do some things that will make us smile really quick. I know it's your lunchtime, and you may have had a busy day or a stressful day. So let's just do a few exercises, and you're going to use your mouth, and you're going to smile really big, like the biggest smile that you can ever do. Okay, so go ahead and smile. I'm going to smile along with you. Okay, I did it, right? And now I want you to just laugh out loud. Like, really give it all you got. Like, you know, just laugh at whatever is coming against you. And you have to know that you have the power to overcome that. Okay, so I know that most people start a business and then they end that business. They quit before they get that end result. And that's not what I want you to do. That's not what I'm here for. I want to encourage you today to start your business, okay? Get positioned, all right, and launch that thing. I mean, you really have to give it all you got, all right? And this way, you know, you are activating success. You're taking forward motions in doing the needed things to do to become successful. Guys, we have to sacrifice something, right? So ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice? It's very, very important because if you're not willing to sacrifice anything, how will you be willing to gain anything? You have to sacrifice something. You have to give up something. You have to give up your time or your energy or your money or your friends. Yeah, you got to give up some of your friends. Sorry, especially if they're negative. You may even have to give up some family members. That's so sad to say that, but it is the truth, okay, guys? And I want to let you know that that very thing that you're willing to give up will manifest greatness in your life, all right? So I don't want you to be like some of the people who have a startup business and don't have much when they start up. And they get discouraged because they say, I can't afford marketing, I can't afford flyers, I can't afford to reach certain people. It's all right. You're not alone. I've been there. You know, and I'm speaking to you from experience, and we learn a lot through life lessons. And through experience, you know, I've tried one thing before that I can remember that I gave up on right away because I didn't get the result that I wanted. I got on a bike, guys, and fell off that bike. I will never forget that banana seat bike. I mean, the seat was shaped like a banana. You know, it was a large seat. I was excited, like, ooh, me and my friend could ride on this bike. I love my bike. And it had, like, those little streamers, you know, coming out the handlebars. And it had that little ding, ding, that bell. Well, I fell off. I got on that big, beautiful bike, and I bit the dirt. Guys, can you imagine how I felt? For one, I was embarrassed, humiliated. You know, my leg was hurting, my elbow was hurting, I'm all scuffed up, you know, and I was ready to give up. I was so ready to give up, you know, but my Uncle Joe, to be exact, he taught me to ride my bike. And he was like, get up, dust yourself off, and get back on that bike. And I was like, I'm not getting back on that bike, you know, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did because I got that end result that I wanted. You know, it took a while, you know, getting on that bike and building up my confidence again after I fell, you know, because it put something false within my spirit, okay? And that false thing that was within my spirit was fear. I got afraid because I fell. And I want to encourage all the callers today, don't get discouraged if you fail, okay? Because if you fail, you can always get back up. You can always dust yourself off. You can always give yourself that pep talk, you know, that you need to be able to get back up again. To be able to have that courage again. You know, you have to be willing to do what it takes. I had to be willing to say, Leslie, get up. You know, get that dust off of you. Go ahead and give it your all. I had to talk myself into getting back on that bike. And I'm so glad I did. Okay, because in a matter of days, guys, days, in a matter of days, I was able to ride my bike without wobbling, you know, and before you know it, I was riding someone on my handlebars. Now, stayed that scared little brat, you know, crying off the dirt being on my arm, crying because I had scuffed up knees, I wouldn't have got that end result. I wouldn't have been riding and having the time of my life, guys. So I'm really excited, you know, that through my life experiences, the things that I've actually been through, that I can make someone else's life just that better. And I'm excited today. I'm excited because you all are here with me, listening live, you know, and able to launch and have this time where we can have our lunch and launch and be empowered and go back from our lunch break literally fired up and ready to take on the world. Okay, so what I'll be doing, you know, daily, we're going to have these launch sessions. Those who want to join, you know, I am located in California. My name is Leslie Priest. I am your beautiful, talented host of this show. I am the visionary of this show, and I really wanted to connect with like-minded people. You know, entrepreneurs, those are the type of people I want to connect with. Those who are, you know, thinking about starting a business, you know, you are truly who I want to connect with. I'm looking to connect with new business owners, veterans in business ownership. You know, I want to connect with marketers, with salespeople, with people with a vision and be able to help them launch their business because I don't believe in starting up. I believe in launching, like that, you know, rocket ship that goes into the air. They do that countdown, you know, and everything's all together. You know, they've checked out every component on that vehicle so that it will launch properly. You know, they made sure it was fueled up with whatever type of fuel they use. They made sure that the operator you know, of that vehicle was prepared and in uniform and in gear and just really fired up to take that flight, you know. And they also made sure the teammates were in their places, that they are positioned to do what they are ready to do, what they're called to do, and what they're equipped to do. So when you launch something, you have to be ready. You have to be equipped. You have to be committed. You have to be dedicated. For one, you truly have to be on time, guys, because if you miss that countdown and you're the pilot, where are we going? We're not going anywhere. You know, if you're a teammate and you're not in position when that thing gets ready to launch, you're out of place, you're out of order, you're running around, and you don't have your things together. So let's walk through this. You know, I'm really excited, and today we will be empowered. Because for the simple reason, we have what it takes. I know I have what it takes. Let me share my story with you. Let me make this personal. My name is Leslie Priest. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a housewife. I'm a mother of 5 biological children that I birthed and 1 other child of mine that God blessed me with who calls me mom, my son. You know, so I am excited today because I was able to kick fear in the butt, just like how I, you know, reminded you of ways that we can do that in the beginning of this call today, just like when I had to learn how to ride that bike and I fell. I had to kick fear in the butt, dust off, and get back up there. I would not know how to ride a bike today. So let's equip one another. I want to teach you through the things that I've experienced, you know, and as a wife, as a mother, you know, as an entrepreneur, I had to connect with like-minded individuals for this to happen for me in the manner that it has. I had to connect with successors in the industry that I chose to rock out and be fantastic in for my family. I had to make a sacrifice. There are some needed things that I had to do, and until I did that, it just wasn't spanning out for me. So, like I said, you got to kick fear in the butt completely. You need to connect with like-minded individuals for this to go very smoothly. You know, you have to be coachable. So many people want success, and they won't humble themselves. They won't be, they won't have compassion for their leaders. They won't be coachable, and they refuse to follow instructions. And those will be the ones you see on the sidelines. But the people you see are going somewhere, there are some physical attributes. Okay, they can have, you know, the finances coming in to prove that they're going somewhere. You can see the sense of urgency in someone who's going somewhere, and you can literally connect with people who are going places. Because people who are going places, 9 times out of 10, they don't want to go alone. So take someone along on this ride with you. All right, let me just share a bit of my success from launching, you know, my business. Me personally, I've locked arms within an $8 trillion industry, guys. It's a very lucrative industry, you know, and after doing my research, I'm like, $8 trillion? Mind you, this will expand and increase over the next 10 years. It's going to be worth $15 trillion, guys. And I said to myself, you know what, if you can get 1% of that, you'll be okay. So to me, I felt that making an investment in myself, you know, would further me as an individual, would further my family, and literally would kick my vision, you know, into full throttle. Okay, guys? So I've got started. I connected with great leaders, you know, after researching and really opening my eyes to what was being presented to me. At first I was like, no, I don't want to do nothing like this. I don't think I could do it. I don't have the skills. I don't, you know, I'm a mom. You know, I'm in church. I'm a wife. I have all these things to do. I don't have time. And see, this is where the mentors come in at. Because if you have a good mentor, they'll tell you, boom, make some time. You got time. Turn off the TV and work on yourself. You know, so you need people like that in your life. And that's what I have. And I'm very, very excited that I have mentors. I mean, their numbers are in my phone, and they answer when I call. People like Chad Thompson, people like Larry Christian, people like Spencer Iverson, okay, like these people like Ray Arnold, you know, people like this who have a great level of success, they're willing to share that with you. They're willing to believe in you when you don't believe in yourself, and that's what I needed. Because I wanted to start a business. I didn't think I could. Then I was thinking, oh, you know, if I start a business, you have to have so much money to start up. That's not the case either. I literally started my business for $149.99. Guys, that's cheaper than what those Jordans that people are wearing, you know, looking so fresh and clean. You can sacrifice a pair of J's and start a business. Come on, you know. And now we've even been able to help hundreds and thousands of people for less than what I started. So you really connect with like-minded people. I don't want to get off the subject. Time is limited, and I know your time is valuable, and we do have to get back before lunch is over, right? But by connecting with these people, making an investment, and looking at myself in the mirror, guys, it starts with you. I had to look myself in the mirror and figure out what was my why. Why did I want this? Guys, I got five kids looking up at me. Mommy, can I have this? Mommy, I want to go here. Mommy, I'm hungry. And after sharing a large fry with five kids saying, babies, I wish I had more, I said never again. So I really want to encourage those who are starting on this career path, or if you feel there is something more in your life that you can give, you know, if you're in debt and your bills are piling high and you're praying for a solution, you know, I want to encourage you to believe in yourself, step out in faith, to open your eyes, to connect with like-minded people, connect with people who want to bring value into your life. You know, guys, my name is Leslie Priest. I want to bring so much value into your life. You can find out more about me and my vision and my goals for the world and for mothers out there struggling with kids alone, for married wives who are home while the husband works all day, who doesn't feel they have any sense of independency. You know, I'm talking to those who have a startup business like Isotea, Herbalife, Beachbody, Nove, Paycation, you know, all these other areas of fields. Whatever business that you're in or whatever business you're thinking about starting, I want to empower you to do it. I want to empower you to not give up. I want to empower you to connect with leaders like myself, leaders like Chad and leaders like Larry, leaders who are willing to give you exactly what you want, who won't allow you to give them an excuse, who will hold you accountable to exactly what you said you'll do. Guys, launch your business. Launch that idea. Launch that plan, and I have the platform for you to do that on. I will be opening 5 slots available by appointment only, you know, doing my daily empowerment launch biz talk call, you know, and you can share for a few minutes, whether it's sharing what you're doing, whether it's sharing what works for you when you started up your business. Guys, I'm available to you. I extend myself to you. And I want to inspire everyone in who is connected to business, connected to marketing companies, network marketers, people with a passion for life. You know, let's connect. You know, everybody's busy competing, right? Everybody's busy competing. I look better. I have more. I have this. I have that. But I want to be busy in your life completing your vision, you know, and just assisting you and being a friend on our way up to success. Hey, who wants to do it alone? I don't. I certainly don't want to work this business alone. That's why I have an awesome powerhouse team. That's why I'm connected to thousands, because success can happen if you surround yourself with success. I'm receiving success because I've surrounded myself with successful people. Catch that. My teammates will call that a nugget. I'm sure calling that a tip for you. You know what I mean? Connect with like-minded individuals, and this can happen for you. It really can. All right, so before I end, I want to tell you really quickly some success that I had and the amount of time that I had this success. Guys, for me, the avenue I chose to fund my vision was locking arms within the $8 trillion industry that I mentioned, all right? And that's through extreme travel. And I got certified. And that piece of paper that said Leslie Priest, certified travel consultant on June 2nd, lit my world on fire, guys. I was depressed, contemplating suicide. You know, so many things were happening in my life. Poor health. My son was battling lupus in the hospital. You know, my daughter, all kind of crazy things were taking place in her life. You know, and I just felt like, what can I do, Lord? God, help me. And then that's when that thing broke. I asked for help. And a lot of you are in a situation right now because you have so much pride that you don't want to ask for help when there's an army of people waiting to support you, to uplift you. We have that. We have that in the commission. We have that in FFC. We have that in the Dream Chaser Success Team. We have that here within Extreme Travel. We don't tell you, sign up, join, you'll get rich overnight. We tell you, believe in yourself. Invest in yourself. Work on yourself. Apply what you learned upon yourself. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Tell yourself, I got what it takes. Try it. I got what it takes. But you have to believe it. Tell yourself, I'm sexy. But you truly have to believe, guys, in order to achieve. And I know there's this saying, like, a lot of people speak on, Rome wasn't built overnight. It wasn't. But how beautiful is it? I'm sure they put some pieces up and were putting things in place and things seemed like they were just falling all apart, you know, out of nowhere. I'm sure things like that happened. You know, I'm sure there's a slight chance of rain on the sunny day. I'm sure of that. But did that stop them? No, it didn't. Did Rome get completed? Yes, it did. So it really doesn't matter how long it takes in your journey to get to the places you want to go. What matters the most is that you don't give up. Because if you give up, you let yourself down. I didn't let you down. Chad didn't let you down. Larry didn't let you down. Your team didn't let you down. You let yourself down. And if you're like a network marketing company, you know, and you're signing these people up, well, my team's not doing this and my team's not doing that. Not everybody responds off of what they hear. Some people respond based upon what they see. So be the difference. Let people see the change through you. Hold your head up. Quit complaining. Take action. Stop saying, I can't. Say, I will. Stop saying, how far do I have to go? Are we there yet? Say, point me in that direction. Guys, you should have more more mentors than you do friends. And if you have more friends than mentors, there's a serious problem. If you're watching TV for hours at a time and you don't have what you want in your bank account or your pocket, guys, that's a problem. So I want to end this call empowering you, letting you know that you're not on Blog Talk hearing this for some weird reason. You didn't dial up on my show today because you were bored. You are destined to wellness, you're destined to wealth, and you're destined to travel this world. I know that because God told me that was my vision to impart into others. So I want to thank you for calling. It's launch time today, and I hope you received something from this biz talk. I hope you are getting empowered while you are eating your lunch today, you know, and I hope that you can believe a housewife, a mother of six, birthed five of those six, someone who got laid off job after job after job, in a matter of months, did what she set out to do in 1 year. Guys, this is Leslie Priest. My website is www.lesliepriest.com. You can find me on Facebook, Leslie Priest. You can find me on Instagram, PriestBaby01. I'm number one. I believe it. You know, you can email me, dream@lesliepriest.com. Connect with me. Get on this show, air it out, and let's launch our business, guys, because we have what it takes. It's that time to launch. What a better way to get empowered and ready. All new business owners, you're welcome. All marketers, you're welcome. All salespersons, you are welcome. All visionaries, you are welcome. Like I said before, I have 5 slots available that you can share on Air Live with me. You know, I would love to have guest co-hosts who have a story to share that can empower and impact these small business owners, these small startup companies, these people who have a vision. Let's empower those who believe. And then let's connect. Let's build. Let's bond. Let's get our breakthrough. I'm out. Peace. Love you guys.